Penguin Random House Audio presents A Castle in Wartime. One Family, Their Missing Sons, and the Fight to Defeat the Nazis by Catherine Bailey. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. In memory of my father, Martin, with love. Prologue. Innsbruck, Austria, December 16th, 1944. Monica calling Steamboat. This cryptic announcement, broadcast to Austria over the Voice of America, was received with relief by the handful of people able to decipher it. The coded message signaled that the Allies were still trying to infiltrate agents into Innsbruck to make contact with members of the Austrian resistance. It was 7 o'clock on a winter's morning, the gray old city walled in by snow-covered mountains. A roof of dense cloud hung over the domes and spires, cutting out the sky and the summit of the Nordkette. Towering 7,000 feet above the city, the sheer face of the mountain rose like a wall, blocking the north end of the fine Baroque streets. The illusion of being confined in a small space was maintained in the alleys and passageways in the medieval quarter. On a chill, gloomy day such as this, passing the tall, narrow-fronted Gothic houses, the sensation was of walking along the bottom of a ravine. Thick wreaths of smoke spiraled beneath the clouds. The day before, American planes had bombed the city, killing 259 people. In Herzog Friedrichstrasse, a protective shroud covered the famous golden roof of the balcony.